first reading comes from the book of Acts, chapter 1. When the apostles had come together, they asked Jesus, "Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel?" He replied, "It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. When they had entered the city, they went to the room upstairs where they were staying. Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. All these were constantly devoting themselves to prayer, together with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers. Word of God, word of life. The second reading is from 1 Peter chapter 4. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that is taking place among you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you are sharing Christ's sufferings, so that you may also be glad and shout for joy when his glory is revealed. If you are reviled for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory, which is the Spirit of God, is resting on you. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Discipline yourselves, keep alert. Like a roaring lion, your adversary, the devil, prowls around, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, steadfast in your faith, for you know that your brothers and sisters in all the world are undergoing the same kinds of suffering. And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, support, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the gospel.
A reading from John. After Jesus had spoken these words to his disciples, he looked up to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son so that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all people to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them, and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. In In John chapter 17, we discover the full extent of Jesus' love. The text is situated within Jesus' final hours before his death. And at this time, Jesus intercedes on our behalf. In the past weeks, we have read how Jesus loved his disciples through teaching, by means of foot washing, through the institution of the Lord's Supper. And last week, Jesus provides comfort in the promises of the Holy Spirit during his farewell speech to all whom loved him. Now it is hours before his death, and Jesus is praying in deep conversation with God. And there are two noticings that I had while I was reading this text. The first one is that Jesus goes to lengths to prove logically, similar to a mathematical proof, I'm thinking about geometry, that all people are united in God through Christ. People who know Jesus and people who have never met Jesus. But second, noticing that I had is that we are all united in God, and that our hour will come. Our hour will come. What does that even mean? Our text today says the hour has come. But in contrast, Jesus often said that his hour has not yet come. So what does that mean? My hour has not yet come. In John 2, 1 through 4, Jesus was invited to a wedding in Galilee along with his mother. And when the wine ran out, his mom says to him, well, they have no more wine. And he says to her, well, why do you even involve me? My hour has not yet come. Jesus' brothers wanted him to publicly announce himself as the Messiah. Later in John 7, 1 through 13, his siblings tease him a bit. If you're the Messiah, then why don't you prove it? Go to the Jewish festival of Tabernacles, speak and perform miracles. And to this Jesus says, my time is not yet here. When Jesus enters Jerusalem in John chapter 12, 6 days before his death, the crowd greets him with palm branches waving, and Jesus knew the hour had come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Again, in our scripture today, Jesus specifically states that his hour has come, saying, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you. Again, I ask myself, what does this mean? And I can't help but wonder, on a human level, if this scene is anything similar to a mother of three upon hearing about her terminal illness who retraces her life. I taught my girls to love God, love each other, love life, and to stop and smell roses throughout my life. And she says, probably just like Jesus prayed to God, you have revealed these things to me, God. I have been faithful. I taught my girls all that you taught me. When my hour comes, please watch over my girls. Her hour had come. She has a conversation with her maker. My hour has come in death. Glorify me, that I might glorify you. Continue to live in my girls just as you live in me. As this hour is upon Jesus, Jesus is selflessly in conversation with God. He pours out his concerns for his disciples out completely. This past week, Nebraska voted to restrict transgender care for minors. And I lament at the passing of these medical restrictions. And I wonder, where is there unity among humanity? Where is there unity among Christians? Where is God's glory? Where have Christians left it, placed it? And is the glory of God still on the cross or at the feet? Where is the humility, humanity, compassion that Jesus prayed for? Before I entered seminary, I wrote a poem. It was really an incredible poem that's very special to me. And it is about unity. And I kind of altered it for today, because I've got new information in my living, right? So I'm going to read it for you today. It's called I, You, We, Unity. I, you, we, the tree, in unity with all humanity, gay, straight, transgender, we're all God's splendor. Hindu, Muslim, Sikh, Jewish people, to indigenous people, black, Asian, neurodivergent, your presence within, each of us the same, born to love, our mother's womb the same. I, you, we begin, created by God, Allah, Jehovah, Buddha. But in the world, we lose sight of your face, saturated with self, without the hope of redeeming oneself. Privileged, oppressed, recognize the infest, the complexity of society is a painful mess, drenched in corruption and blinded by greed. Listen, we all bleed. Social avoidance, mutual exclusion, acute rejection, always I, me, my, dipped in vanity, losing sanity, individuality, systemic calamity, forever praying for humanity. Please, God, empower your love, glorify your seed. Ancient roots, same tree, I, you, we, the tree. God's grace-filled waters revives each lone soul, even greeted when we seek, when we don't seek the whole. God's divine essence permeates the whole. Yahweh, light to all, gathering valleys, bridges, bridging every sea, tearing down mountains so children can see. I, you, we, the tree, the saint, the sinner, crafted and woven, purposely sown, spoken and chosen, queer, transgender, we are together, rays of compassion, pillars of action. Just imagine, I, you, we, the tree, in unity with all humanity. Our hour has come in security. Blue eyes, green, brown, the stubborn, sick, all the homeless bound, equally created, contemplated, consecrated, loved, tethered together, sinner and saint, past with friend and stranger, lover, neighbor, child, parent, elder, spouse, sinner and saint, next, call us to be one. Holy Spirit, come, reach every person, the young and elders too, sew us together, help us to be bolder in you. Holy Spirit, flow, we breathe you in, God, all sinners and saints breathing together. I, you, we, the tree, in you we are free, vessel of your soul, a living fountain, a watering hole, glowing and shining your rhythmic compassion, living out your grace, kindness, compassion, gathered together for your glory and grace, send each of us out sharing your embrace. Be the saint in this sinner, face to face. Build a fountain for all creation. Your grace, commonplace, your glory. There isn't anything we can hide from you. Forgive us, God. Friends and family, too, for as we walk and talk, to be just like you, sinner and saint, know not what we do. Refuse any limb or member of you. Gather us in, God. The hour is near. We're ready. We are. We surrender to you as it glorifies you. Sinner and saint, we rise up through you, wholly created. consecrated, one body in you. I, you, we, the tree, in unity with all humanity. Hope that sets us free. Let us see you glorified in all humanity. Amen.